Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Morning, Chris, and a warm welcome to Utah, obviously, with your transfer here. For you, we haven't had the opportunity to hear from you, but ultimately, what led to your decision to come to Utah?
To send out my family, praying about it. I feel like it was the right decision to make.
You played with Joe Burrow, and having talked to other LSU people, they've said that in that Sugar Bowl game, he really preached to the coaches to start you. What was it like playing for a guy like Joe Burrow?
First and foremost, Joe Burrow is an amazing guy, a great character, just a great human being. It's an honor to play with a Heisman Trophy winner. And for him to speak up for me, it just speaks volume.
Obviously, you were part of the LSU team that won the national championship. What things did you learn from that, and what can you bring now to this program from that opportunity?
Physicality, toughness, the swagger. We play with a lot of swagger, and I feel like we could bring that to the University of Utah.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So you said it was a family decision and you prayed on it, but clearly there had to be some football related in there too. What was it you liked about the Utah football program, and how much did you know about Utah before you made the decision to come here?
It's crazy. I really didn't know nothing from you, like nothing at all from Utah. Just speaking with Coach McDonald, Coach Mack, he really guided me, took me in like a father figure and just showed me the ropes. I think guys like Makai showing me the ropes too around the Utah.